Hey party people, today is Monday, September the 13th, and the time is 7:32 p.m. here in Egypt. There's a stray cat right here at my feet. As long as he doesn't touch me, we're good. Anyway, I taught my first class today. It was a sixth grade class. It's a sixth grade whole class, about 23 students. And I've never taught sixth graders before. And I'm here to tell y'all, these kids are going to eat me whole. These are some of the most, I ain't afraid to say what's on my mind. I got questions. I need to know. I want to help. Kids I've ever seen in my life. But they're also like extremely disciplined. So the day started this morning. We were outside at lineup. And one of the sixth grade boys, they were all standing there, and we were told to just make sure all the kids have on masks. Well, he didn't have on a mask, so I asked him, hey, where's your mask? He was like, I don't have one, miss. So I was like, okay. So I reported him, and I regretted it. Not because of what happened later, but I regretted it because the kid got, like, embarrassed on the loudspeaker. And I really felt bad for him. And I was like, dude, I didn't know that was going to happen. But he actually should have had a mask. I get it. But, you know, middle schoolers, you can't embarrass them like that. Like, it's really, really, like, not good to do them like that. So, but in that moment, he got embarrassed. And he was sent to the discipline office. I only had two classes today. We still are having classes on our schedule that there are no students for those classes. So my first class was a group of sixth graders, and before I could even get in there good, one of the kids was always like, Miss, I've already read the story of Hannibal, because we're studying Hannibal, right? So I was like, oh, okay, great. Sit down. You know, like, let me get in here first. Miss, are you here this year? Are you our teacher? Yes. Sit down. Miss, can I go to the bathroom? No, sit down. Like, sit down. Just sit down for just a second, y'all. Let me get my bearings. So I always do my little countdown. I need everybody in their seats, butt to the wood, counting in, and then I choose a number. So today the number is 12, 11, 10. 9, 8, 7, and there's no holds barred on that. And for some reason, kids kind of like that. So I got them all seated and got them organized, got my stuff together, and started the class. The highlights of the class were I'm no more scared of them than they are scared of me. So we all being courageous in there together. They're looking at me, I'm looking at them. And I wrote my name on the board, Miss Kamika. So of course they were like, what does your name mean? And in America, well, I'm not gonna say in America, but in my experiences as a teacher, people just kind of take your name as is. You have to have a really, like, interesting name for somebody to say, does it have a meaning? But one of the kids was like, is your name African? So then another kid looked at him and was like, she doesn't talk like an African. So I was like, I'm actually from America. I'm actually from the United States. And I saw two kids like, I told you she wasn't from Africa. So one of them was like, what does your name mean? And I was like, well, actually, and it's funny because y'all know this name thing has been kind of a theme since I got here. So I explained to them how I got my name. And then one young man was like, it's a cool name. You have a really cool name. So I was like, okay, thanks. That was one of the highlights. The other highlight was, I have a young girl in this class, the one who said she had already read Hannibal, and she is a spoiler alert. She is a walking spoiler alert. And we didn't even get the lesson. I hadn't even started teaching the lesson, and she was like, Miss, I can tell you why Hannibal didn't like the Romans. Miss, I can tell you why She was just on it. And I was like, no spoilers. And there was kids in the back like, no spoilers. So I have to I'm going to have to find her something to do. Now, the beautiful thing is that I'm at a school where they totally support student-run environments. So she's about to get employed. She don't know it yet, but she's about to teach my class. And the beautiful thing is, she's totally capable. My technology was not working, and she was like, "Miss, you want me to show you how to do it?" So she took it. She took my pen, and she got on that Promethean board, and she pulled my stuff up. And when it didn't work, she was like, "Miss, do you want me to go down the hall and get the monitor?" I was like, "Absolutely." One kid was like, "Miss, you need to let the blinds down," because I had to show them a film. "Miss, you need to let the blinds down." I said, "You know what? You come let the blinds down. You know, whatever they, you know, whenever they see a problem, I'm like, y'all come fix it. You come fix it, and you come fix it." Because I totally am one of those teachers that's like, I believe in equity in the classroom. And if you ain't going to act a fool and you come and do what you say you're going to do, then we going to get along just fine. But these kids going to eat me alive. Sixth graders have an energy that is unparalleled. Now, I know some of y'all like, "No, girl, them third graders, no." But sixth graders, they actually have a little logic to go with the you know, and they ready to be bossy. As a matter of fact, one kid, a young man, told me what I was going to do. So I have a lot of Muhammads, and I have a lot of Ahmeds. So Ahmed looks like Ahmed, but it's Ahmed. So in one of my classes, in the other class that I have, it's an intensive. So I only had like four boys in there. And three of them out of the four are Ahmeds. So one of them said, "Miss, how are you going to be able to tell us apart?" I said, "Well, when I talk to you, I will look at you, so you will absolutely know who I'm talking to." And he said, "No, this is what you're going to do." He said, "I am Ahmed S. That is Ahmed I. And that is Ahmed M. That is how you will talk to us." So I was like, fair enough. I can't remember that, y'all. When I say Ahmed and I'm looking at you, then you need to respond until I can remember these last name initials. The name game was fun. I told the kids today, "I am Miss Kamika. I will not allow you to mispronounce my name. Please do not let me mispronounce your name. What I do that for?" So I would say somebody's name. I can't even think of a name that I would say today. So let's go with Ahmed. So I was like, "Ahmed," then whatever his last name was. And then a kid would say, "Ahmed." So I was like, "Is it Ahmed?" And then another kid would say, "Ahmed." And I was like, "What is your name?" So I was like, "Please let the kid whose name I'm calling correct their own name for the love of Ray J, his mama Sonya, and Brandy." "Miss, you're funny. You didn't even get my joke. What are you talking about?" Yeah, they like my sixth grade class. They like me. And by the end of the day, they were like, "Hey, Miss Kamika." And I was like, "Hello." And they was like, "Do you remember my name?" I was like, "Not yet. I do not. It's just been one day. It's 23 of y'all. It's one of me. And y'all have no idea what this brain has been through." So I'm excited. But they gonna wear me out. My intensive class, this class is on the third floor. My intensive class is on the first floor. So I have to go up three flights, walk them down three flights, and then walk them back up three flights. All we do around here is walk. All we do around here is walk. But luckily right now my schedule is not as full as it looks, so I have really long breaks, so I can come over to my room, walk up another three flights of stairs, and kind of get some rest, kind of get myself together. What are some of the other highlights? The kids are normal kids to me. They're really shy, but these kids are inquisitive in a way. Like, we were reading, and one of the kids was like, "Miss, what is the Punic Wars?" You know? And I was like, "We gonna get to that." And we did. We got to it because it was in my second lesson. I have this particular sixth grade class. Today I had them twice. So I have them second period and then I had them ninth period. So we addressed that. I have to tell them to slow down when they're talking to me. Today, one young lady said something in Arabic, and I was like, "Please speak English." And she was like, "But is that even a thing?" I said, "What?" She said, "What I said." I said, "I don't know. That's why I told you to speak English." She said, "It's not even a thing, miss." Why are you playing with me, little girl? So I like it because she also speaks German. So every now and then I'll ask them, you know, I'll be teaching a lesson, or I was teaching today and the number two came up. And I was like, how many ways can you say the number two? So I got to see who knows what. Okay. So I had four little boys in the back, my little back corner, my little amen corner. And it's my first day. And we got a billion things we got to do before we can actually start teaching the class, because it's the first week, right? So I took roll, but I actually have a roll sheet with their pictures on it, so that I can make sure that they're in their seats. They have seating charts, and they are supposed to be in those seats. The school prides itself on monitoring these kids from the time they come in. So they've already kind of set it up to where you shouldn't have any behavior issues based on the seating chart. And they have to sit where you put them. So I'm not questioning the seating chart, but I have four little boys who just, they won't be quiet. They can't be quiet. They cannot help themselves. They are quiet. I mean, they are just talking, and I keep having to tell them to be quiet. So we have a moment where when class is over, the other teacher comes in. I'm packing my stuff up, getting ready to go. Salaam alaikum. Getting ready to go, and I tell her, I have four little boys who did not sit in their seats. Because one of the kids, okay, so snitches don't get stitches here. Stitches get riches. Because these kids be telling on each other right in front of each other. Like, he keeps talking. Like, pointing at the kid. And the kid be like, I'm not talking. I didn't say anything. So it's the world of sixth graders, I guess. You know, I'm saying what you just did, and I'm going to deny that you said that I did it. So they keep talking. I keep having to tell them, you know, be quiet. So when I realize, or I'm told it by one of the other students, that they're not even sitting in their seats, I'm like, oh, okay. So when the other teacher comes in, I let her know. So she pulls, she's like, who are the four? So I, you know, I'm a snitch now. So I point them out, and they come all over. And of course, they're like, miss, I wasn't even talking. And there's one, he's a main one, but he gonna end up being my main leader. I'm gonna tell y'all that right now, because I can see it in him. He got the face of a grown man. So I didn't say nothing. So the lady says, well, Miss Kamika, what I want you to do is report him. And this kid loses his, he just loses his shit. Like, he's shaking. He's like, please, no, please, no, please. And I know what this means now, because I'm understanding the culture. I saw that lady pop her kid in the airport, and that will live with me forever. So I understand that this kid is like, for the love of Allah, please do not. But I'm like, it's too late, brother. In my class, we take responsibility for our actions. And then the lady says, well, Miss Kamika, show him some mercy. This is exactly what she's saying to me. Show him some mercy, and we won't report it this time. So I was like, all right. And the kid is like, oh, God, thank you. Thank you. I said, are you going to sit in your seat when I come in here for ninth period? He was like, yes, ma'am. And what's crazy is when I get to ninth period, he was at the front of the class. His seat is at the front of the class. So he was all the way at the back of the bus trying to be a hard head. But anyway, he stopped me in the hallway in between classes, in between that second period and ninth period, and it was like, thank you, miss, for not reporting me. So this is kind of where I am. This is kind of the place where I am, where the kids, they want to act bad, but their parents got them on lock. Oh, if it was like that in America. And it is sometimes, but it's not. These parents are not playing. I did not send you here. I am not paying this money. I don't know what's going on, but these parents are like, don't go up in there and act a fool, because I guarantee you I'm a bigger one, because these kids panic when you start talking about their parents. Now, what else happened in that classroom today? Because it was really my main class. The intensive class was only four students, and I ended up teaching them the wrong lesson. Because they came in ready to talk about Crazy Horse, and I got a little confused. So I taught them Crazy Horse instead of teaching them Hannibal like I should have. So they get to start over tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It was something else that happened in this classroom today. I don't make notes, y'all. I just come out here and start talking. It'll come back to me. So let me go all the way back to the end of the day. So school is out, 3:30, we all going home. I'm telling y'all, it's almost like a fire drill. People are getting up out of there. So the young man who I turned in this morning comes up to me, and at first I don't even recognize him. Why? Because he got on a mask. Miss, I'm like, yeah, I got suspended. I said, for wearing a mask? He said, no, for not having my mask. And I said, oh, that's you from this morning. I said, dude, I really didn't know that was going to happen. He was like, thank you, miss. And he walked off. These kids are savages. They're savages. Like, he had no problem coming to say, this is your fault, basically. But I'm like, your little sixth grade ass, you can say that if you want to, but that's not what happened. That's not the truth. You should have had your mask on. So you were going to get in trouble irregardless. I just hate that you got in trouble with who you got in trouble with, because he did shame the F out of you, and you didn't deserve that. Now, I didn't get to tell him all of this because he done walked off. He mad at me now. So I'll see him in the morning. We're going to have our come to Jesus. We really will, because what I'm not going to do is let you just talk to me any kind of way. It just caught me off guard, and I was trying to get home. The lesson today. Okay, this is what I wanted to tell y'all. We are reading Hannibal. Hannibal was a general, Carthage army, Second Punic War he won. And even though he retired after the Second War, he started helping another king, King Prussius the First, try to overthrow Rome. So I'm teaching this lesson, and I'm teaching it in the way that I teach. So I'm talking about Hannibal, because Hannibal was a G. What is a G? He's a general. So I'm talking about Hannibal, and one of the kids raises his hand. I'm like, ooh, because when I'm in the lesson, I be in the lesson, but I'm like, what do you want? He's like, miss, you talk like a rapper. And then they all lose it. So I'm like, okay, I talk like a rapper, great. So I keep talking like a rapper. I keep teaching Hannibal. We get our points done. We get our lesson learned. We're in this thing. And by the time that was the second period, when I get back to these kids at ninth period, one kid was like, miss, I read the next chapter to Hannibal. So he wanted to know what was going to happen. And that's the gift that I have, because I'm a reader. And I read the stuff. I read the content before class, which is what I used to never do. So I pat myself on the back for progress. I pat myself on the back for doing what I said I was going to do. And I pat myself on the back for aligning myself with greatness. Because being prepared is part of greatness. And it's one thing to be great by default, but it's a whole nother to be great by the work that you do. And know that that's the work that you do. And know that you're doing the work that you're supposed to do. See, it's a whole bunch of people out there. They doing stuff that you have no business doing what you're doing. And that might be why it's not prospering. Right? Or that you're not personally prospering. So we got to get in our lanes. We got to get in our lanes. That was not shade. We just got to get in our lanes. And a part of that is getting quiet and figuring it out and not being afraid to move somewhere else or do something else that you don't think you're supposed to be doing, but you're being called. So that was my day for the most part, in a nutshell. But I had to be prepared for it. I had to get up and like have this whole big hype man talk with myself in the mirror this morning. Because yesterday was so laid back and so reserved and so quiet that I was like, I'm not going to make it. You know, the day that I go in here with these kids, I wasn't certain. But today, you know, I did like I always do. I break a sweat because I love teaching kids. Is that something I want to do full time? Nope. I want to sit at home and write. That's what I want to do. I want to sit at home and write. But I got to align myself with that. And that is what I'm doing. So I'm ready to like start assigning roles for these kids. They need it. So I have today I got a timekeeper. I have a timekeeper to help me keep time, because there are no clocks in this school. It's like Vegas walking around here. If the sun didn't go down, I absolutely would have no idea what's going on. There are no clocks. There's no clocks in the teacher's lounge. I don't have a watch. I have my cell phone, but pulling that out every now and then is just, it's annoying. I don't like it. So I just kind of like ask the kids, what time is it? And the beautiful thing about these kids is they're totally responsible. Like, they want to help and they're good at helping. This school is really good at, like, teaching the whole kid. Like, for real, for real. We're teaching the whole kid. These kids have values. They have morals. They have ethics. Now, they're still kids, so they're going to try you. They are going to try you. I had a kid today sitting right next to an open window. We in Egypt. Miss, it's cold. Can I go get my jacket? You sitting next to an open window in Egypt. What are you talking about right now? But miss, I'm cold. We got 5 minutes left of class. You don't sit down. But this was also one of my hardheads that was in this seat, that was in the wrong seat earlier. Now, let me say another thing that I noticed. P.E. It's outside. It's hot out here. These kids be out here straight up running track. They don't give a fuck about this sun. They be straight up running and having fun, and then they come back to ninth period. And y'all know they smelling crazy, they sweaty, but they are alive. They are alive. They are alive. Y'all should see the moon tonight. I mean, I know y'all seen it already, but it's almost like if I could jump into the sky, I could touch it. Tomorrow is going to be a new day. This sixth grade class, I teach one more reader lesson, and then we move into grammar. I'm going to struggle with grammar lessons. I think. I'm not sure. I feel like I'm going to struggle right now. I'm not as afraid to struggle, but grammar is not my strong suit with the younger grades. So we're going to see what happens. But that was my day today. I do too much walking. I've never walked this much, y'all. I've never walked this much. And if I have, I don't remember. But I'm walking and going upstairs, walking, coming downstairs. Everything is walking. So I guess if I'm going to walk like an Egyptian, that's what this is. Shout out to my cousin, Sonia. Still praying for you and Henry. Shout out to Deronica for traveling graces. She went to go see her son who's in the Navy. Shout out to Oak Cliff. Shout out to Miss Jones Harvey, who is getting ready to release her memoir that I edited and advised her on. And I really thank her for giving me that opportunity. Y'all take it easy. Be good. Be good. Be good. Be God. I know y'all hear me going up these stairs. I'm finally not breathing hard anymore. It's just my legs are burning. Peace.